Welcome to Echoes of the AM, where stories unfold in the quiet hours and linger long after the morning light. Here, we dive into the narratives that shape us, exploring tales both extraordinary and everyday. From whispered recollections to riveting adventures, Echoes of the AM is your companion for thoughtful moments and captivating journeys. Whether you're seeking a spark of inspiration or a soothing escape, settle in and let the echoes guide you. Let's begin the story. The hum of the washing machines filled the laundromat, blending with the rhythmic clunking of tumbling clothes in dryers. It was the kind of background noise that could either lull you to sleep or drive you insane after a while. For Joel and Mike, two guys who had nowhere better to be, it was just white noise. Joel sat hunched over on one of the hard plastic chairs, scrolling aimlessly through his phone. He was in his late 20s, tall and lean, with the kind of perpetual slouch that made him look shorter than he was. His dark hoodie and jeans blended seamlessly with the laundromat's drab interior. Next to him, Mike, shorter, broader, and always moving, tapped a rhythm on his knee with one hand while clutching a soda in the other. You ever think about how many people's lives pass through a place like this? Mike said, breaking the silence. Joel raised an eyebrow without looking up from his phone. What, like philosophical lives or actual laundry lives? Both, man. Like, look at that guy over there. Mike nodded toward a middle-aged man folding tiny pink onesies with the precision of a surgeon. That dude's got a story. Probably just became a dad or something. Or he's stealing baby clothes from the discount rack at Target, Joel deadpanned. Mike snorted. You're impossible, you know that? Joel shrugged. I'm just saying, people love to romanticize mundane stuff. It's just laundry. Mike opened his mouth to retort, but stopped when the laundromat door jingled. Two men walked in. They weren't the kind of guys you'd expect to see doing laundry at 11 p.m. on a Tuesday. One was tall and wiry, with a shaved head and a leather jacket. The other was shorter but bulkier, wearing a beanie pulled low over his eyes. Both of them had an air about them that made Joel sit up straighter. They don't look like they're here to wash whites, Joel muttered under his breath. Mike turned to glance at the newcomers, his tapping hand freezing mid-beat. Yeah, they've got a vibe. The two men scanned the room before exchanging a quick nod. Leatherjacket walked over to the counter where the laundromat attendant, a wiry teenager with a bad case of acne, was fiddling with his phone. Beanie Guy lingered near the door, his eyes darting around the room like a bird of prey. Evening, Leatherjacket said, leaning on the counter. His voice was smooth but carried an edge. How's business? The attendant blinked up at him, clearly unsure whether to answer. Fine. That's good, real good. Joel nudged Mike. This is about to go south, isn't it? Mike didn't answer. His eyes were locked on Beanie Guy, who had reached into his jacket and pulled out something metallic. A gun. All right, folks, Beanie Guy announced, his voice loud and gravelly. Listen up, this is a robbery. The laundromat froze. The hum of the machine seemed louder in the stunned silence. Leatherjacket vaulted over the counter with surprising agility, grabbing the attendant by the collar and dragging him to his feet. Open the register, Leatherjacket ordered, his tone calm but menacing. The attendant fumbled with the keys, his hands shaking so badly that he dropped them twice before finally unlocking the till. Joel and Mike exchanged a look. Mike's eyes were wide, his earlier bravado replaced by genuine fear. Joel, on the other hand, looked more annoyed than scared. Why us? Joel whispered. Why do these things always happen when I'm around? Shut up, Mike hissed. Just stay cool. Beanie Guy stepped further into the room, waving his gun in a wide arc. All right, everybody empty your pockets. Phones, wallets, jewelry, all of it on the floor. Joel and Mike hesitated. Beanie Guy's eyes locked onto them. You two deaf or something? Let's go. Mike quickly pulled out his wallet and phone, placing them on the floor. Joel followed suit, albeit more slowly, tossing his items down with an exaggerated sigh. Could you be any more dramatic? Mike whispered. What? It's not like he's going to rate me on enthusiasm, Joel shot back. Beanie Guy glared at them. What are you whispering about over there? Nothing, Mike said quickly. We're just doing what you said. Leatherjacket, now holding a plastic bag stuffed with cash, turned to Beanie Guy. We good? Not yet, Beanie Guy replied. He pointed the gun at Joel and Mike. Those two look like they're hiding something. Joel rolled his eyes. Seriously? What could we possibly be hiding? It's laundry night. You think I'm packing a Rolex in my sock pile? Mike's face paled. Dude, shut up! No, I want to hear this guy out, Beanie Guy said, stepping closer to Joel. You've got a real smart mouth, don't you? Joel shrugged. I've been told it's a gift. Leather Jacket groaned. Jesus, just grab their stuff and let's go. We've got what we need. But Beanie Guy wasn't ready to leave. He leaned in closer to Joel, the gun now inches from his face. You think you're funny? Sometimes, Joel said, his voice steady despite the tension. Not everyone agrees. Mike's hand twitched at his side. He glanced at the nearest washing machine, where a heavy bottle of detergent sat on top. His mind raced. Could he reach it in time? Would it even make a difference? Before he could act, the laundromat door jingled again. Everyone turned to see a woman walk in, her arms full of laundry baskets. She froze when she saw the gun. Oh, hell no, she said, dropping the baskets and backing toward the door. I'm out. Wait, Beanie Guy shouted, but the woman was already gone, the door slamming shut behind her. Great, Leather Jacket muttered. Now we've got a witness. Let's move. Beanie Guy hesitated, his eyes darting between Joel, Mike, and the door. Finally, he let out a frustrated growl and backed away. Fine, but you two, don't try anything stupid. Joel gave him a mock salute. Wouldn't dream of it. Leather Jacket and Beanie Guy bolted, the door jingling once more as they disappeared into the night. For a moment, the laundromat was silent again, save for the steady hum of the machines. Mike let out a shaky breath. What the hell is wrong with you? What? Joel said, leaning back in his chair. I handled it. Handled it? You almost got a shot. Joel shrugged. But I didn't. The attendant, still trembling, peeked over the counter. Are they gone? Yeah, Mike said, glaring at Joel. Thanks to this guy's stand-up comedy routine. Joel grinned. You're welcome. The door jingled again and everyone tensed. But this time, it was the woman who had run off earlier. She held up her phone. Cops are on their way. You guys okay? Joel nodded. Peachy. Mike buried his face in his hands. I'm never doing laundry with you again. Suit yourself, Joel said, leaning back with a satisfied smirk. But you've got to admit, this beats folding socks. Thank you for joining us on this late night journey into the unknown. We hope you felt the echoes of suspense, mystery, and adventure in every moment. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us bring even more thrilling tales your way. And remember, the night holds many secrets, and we've only just begun to uncover them. Tune in next time for another story that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Until then, stay curious, stay brave, and let the echoes guide you.